This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1962. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded December 24th, Brazil, Cuba, Denmark, Eritrea, France, Germany, Iran, Korea South, Madagascar, Mexico, Oklahoma, Poland, São Tomé, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, South Carolina, Turkey, UAE, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, there have been some reports from North America lately of Radio Bandeirantes, Brazil, being heard again on shortwave 6090 around 0220 UT in Portuguese. I've tried for this and have not been able to hear it. In fact, there is a station there with a weak signal, which I think is Iran in Spanish. I've asked Brazilian DXers to confirm whether or not Radio Bandeirantes is active on 6090, and Jorge Freitas in Bahia replies. According to information from Brazilian colleagues on a Facebook group, logs on 6090 are not Radio Bandeirantes, which deactivated all its shortwave transmitters and even dismantled its antennas. In fact, Radio Bandeirantes, medium wave 840, apparently was also deactivated or transmitted from a low-power station in a nearby city, but now it's totally off AM, although it continues on FM and television. Furthermore, the new World Radio TV handbook just in has deleted all three shortwave frequencies of Radio Bandeirantes. They still do appear on some outdated online listings. However, Jorge Freitas does have a log of a Brazilian station which does exist, but a tough catch in North America, no doubt, since it's a pirate or clandestine, Radio Cidade Oldies. 9290 was the frequency he had December 21st at 2021 UT with vignettes and Brazilian music. But there are a number of Brazilian pirates scattered throughout shortwave, and this one I think has been reported on some other frequencies. Still about Brazil, Manuel Mendez in Spain says Radio Inconfidencia, after various weeks inactive, has been heard again on 15190.1. December 19th at 0908 to 0920, with a local time check and ID. Wolfgang Büschel also checked this out and measured it on 15190.096 via remote receiver in Florida, December 19th at 1310. But he says there's unwanted intermodulation interference very close by, 15190.043 in Turkish. Yes, it's from the Voice of Turkey mixing 15270 and 15350, which at that hour are in German and Turkish, respectively. Manuel Menes in Spain replies that at that time, 1327, he has no such interference, although it is a weak signal from Radio Inconfidencia. I've heard even more spurs coming out of Radio Havana, Cuba, the 15140 transmitter. December 19th at 14:59, I measured them on 15311.665, which means it's 171.665 kHz above the fundamental. So how about that amount below the frequency? 14968.335, where indeed I did find a barely audible carrier. These two are in addition to a couple of closer pairs I already reported around 15283, and 14997. And you know, they're all very weak and distorted, unlike the FM spurs, sometimes coming out of 13700 all over the 13 MHz band. For example, December 20th at intervals of approximately 71 kHz away from 13700, and December 23rd before 15 UT at 75 kHz intervals. And I was again hearing the ones on the 15 MHz band around 15 UT on December 20th, 21st, and 23rd. Yes, something is always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. But something could be wrong at Radio Marti. December 20th at 15:40, I was surprised to find it on 13860, a very good signal and free of jamming, instead of 13820, which was still being jammed and where they're supposed to be. And later on in that day at 17:25, they had in fact resumed 13:20. So I wonder if this was a test or a mistake. By the way, IBB is already using 13:860 when I was hearing Radio Marti in Mufferton to Afghanistan. There's more about that new low-power shortwave station in Denmark on 5825, Radio OZ Viola. Aker Peterson in Denmark, surely not far away, was hearing it December 19th, signing on at 1959 until 2045, with a test broadcast, announcements in Danish and English, non-stop rhythmic music. But there was some interference from time to time from a distorted number station, perhaps. He says, I sent them a reception report by email and received 38 minutes later a QSL, which he has illustrated. It seems that Viola is a scantily clad YL standing next to a fancy radio tower, also impressive in a different way. And the QSL assures us this is a legal station. Gare actually measured it on 5825.03. And Manuel Menes in Spain says he got a reply from the station and on its website saying that there would be another test transmission Friday, December 28th at 20 UT, hoping for better conditions than the previous time. Their website is www.ozviola.dk. Here's more on that incompletely identified new clandestine for Eritrea, which is on the air once a week, Saturdays at 15 to 16 UT, on 17545 via France. I reminded our group to try it again on December 22nd. Bill Bingham in South Africa replied, I listened from 1444 until 1600. Reception was lousy in Johannesburg, but was improving as local sunset approached. He heard with talk in Arabic and another language, Horn of Africa music as expected. A point of interest, time pips at 1548 UT, odd. It came on the air at 1459 and just stopped during Horn of Africa music at 1557. And Dave Kenny in England replies, not audible locally here in the UK, but heard again with a good signal on the TWR South Africa. SDR, open at 1500 with Horn of Africa music, sign-on ID and talks in vernacular. Tigrinya, the ID sounded like Hababa Radio Samod. The language switched to Arabic at 1520, and the ID, like it was last week, Idat Salt al-Smod, or something like that. In communication of the British DX Club, it says, following the recent cutback of English broadcasts from Radio France International, the Sound Kitchen is no longer aired on shortwave, although it does continue as a podcast. That's the listener contact program in English. Susan Owensby is asking listeners to write in the hope that enough people do so that RFI management can be persuaded to change their minds. It's thesoundkitchen@rfi.fr. They continue, oddly, it also appears that World Music Matters, which was previously broadcast as part of Paris Live on Thursdays, has been dropped from the one-hour stream, but still continues to be produced as a podcast. I replied, Sound Kitchen not even on shortwave, via WRN, via WRMI. Are you sure? Alan Rowe replies, I confirmed by monitoring WRN and WRMI output via remote receivers in November that the RFI broadcast does not include any English at weekends, so the feeds taken by WRN at weekends do not include English, and the Sound Kitchen is therefore regrettably not aired. Kai Ludwig replies further, looking at the Sound Kitchen webpage or something about a quiz, saying the production is not included in the remaining broadcasting output. So unless someone not just takes the regular feed but downloads these particular files for their own playout, this program would indeed be gone also from WRN and WRMI. An example of extreme DXing, that is picking up nothing but carriers and drawing conclusions, which it seems I am doing more and more of lately. 1566 kilohertz. December 22nd at 1343, I was straining to follow the just barely audible carrier looping from the northwest as FEBC, Jeju Island, South Korea, is scheduled to change from Japanese to Chinese about 1345. That's when others have reported the signal toward North America drops dramatically as they make a pattern change toward the west rather than the east. And this time it did. There was a slight fade up first, making the cut at 31 seconds past 1344, more obvious, but during the following minute I could still detect it. There was little doubt that this was South Korea already being heard on 1566. It's a high-power transmitter, but lacking any actual audio, this bit makes it even more definite. By the way, this is just a few minutes before sunrise here. Our latest sunrise will be in early January, and then, of course, it'll start getting earlier and earlier, making this less possible this far east. I wonder what the true bearings are of the major lobes on 1566. Both Japan and China cover large portions of the compass from so close in South Korea. If they're centered on Tokyo, that would favor Argentina beyond, while the direct path to Enid goes west of Japan as far north as Anchorage. Any similar example of extreme DXing but on shortwave? Madagascar's domestic service, nominally 5010. December 16th at 0226, I measured a very poor carrier on 5009.931. That's just where I have usually measured it, although it can deviate somewhat. And now that has been confirmed by an independent measurement by someone else as coming from Radio Madagascar. Wolfgang Büschel measured it around 0200 UT on December 19th, varying between 509.930 to 931 to 932. Meanwhile, the major other station on 5010 after WRMI signs off, India, is very close, only 3 hertz below 5010. Back to medium wave, where I found an interesting mixture of cultures on 700 kHz. December 22nd at 1335. Rustic drum and flute music, surely from XEETCH in Etchehoa, Sonora, a native station which I've heard a number of times. And, knowing that, I had South Asian music. And that would be from KHSE, Wiley, Texas, actually in the Metroplex, which is now known as Radio Caravan with an Asian format, or Bollywood audio. Many public radio stations are carrying holiday programming, preempting regular shows, and put up a special page giving the schedule for the holiday period. One of those is KGOU at OU in Norman, Oklahoma. They have a page that runs through January 1st. Check www.kgou.org. And yes, it does webcast. Poland Non on 5950, December 22nd after 23 UT. I was hearing news in English all about Poland, commercial relations with Africa. Hard to believe it's anything but Polish radio, despite the WRMI schedule showing the hour as Radio France International. But indeed, WRN's North America schedule does show Polish radio daily at 23 to midnight UT, so WRMI stayed with WRN another hour after Deutsche Welle at 22 to 23. Nice to have Polish radio back on shortwave, and I bet they don't even know about it in Warszawa. Mark Connolly in Massachusetts has been urging us to try for VOA São Tomé relay in West Africa on 1530 kHz. It signs on at 03 UT, playing Yankee Doodle Dandy for a couple of minutes before, according to him. It's a 600 kilowatt transmitter, but it's non-directional at the moment instead of directional because of a technical problem. The tower came down in a storm, apparently, according to Bill Whitaker. Anyhow, Mark says it's an easy African medium wave catch, at least along the East Coast. But here in Oklahoma, I can't get past the blasting signal of WCKY Cincinnati. They are 11 degrees apart, I find, so trying to null WCKY might help a little from my angle. Another time you could try for is the sign-off of VOA at 22 UT after an English broadcast, but you may not hear any Yankee Doodle then, says Bill Whitaker. Here's another of those barely audible carriers from a presumed high-power overseas transmitter, 1521 kHz, Saudi Arabia. December 19th at 2036, I was listening to my car radio to 1520 KOKC, Oklahoma City, and I heard a 1 kHz heterodyne, which must have been, almost certainly, from that 2-megawatt transmitter at Duba in the northwest corner of Saudi Arabia. Those further east and maybe further north or west should look for this against whatever local signal they have on 1520, even 2 or 3 hours before local sunset here at midwinter. More Saudi Arabia in a moment, via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio, 1962. Non-commercial, bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. Perhaps inspired by the holidays, we've received a number of contributions in the past week or two. Many thanks. I'll be acknowledging them one at a time, so please be patient for these middle breaks on World of Radio. This week, our thanks to John Black for a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Not necessarily in U.S. funds, as they will convert foreign funds. You may also contribute via check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports some additional frequencies for the general service in Arabic of SBC Saudi Arabia. As observed December 17th, these are all apparently the same transmitter of 100 kilowatts, non-directional in Riyadh. It's 06 to 12 on 13780, 12 to 15 on 13785, and 15 to 18 on 9790. Here's a story with a rather alarming headline sent on to us by Bill Bingham in South Africa. The SABC has completely collapsed, says Jamie McCain. It's been issued a notice by the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission asking it to explain why it believes it is not trading recklessly under insolvent circumstances, according to a report by the City Press. Notice stated that the SABC's liabilities exceed its assets by 1.8 gigarand, preventing the public broadcaster from settling its short-term obligations. The SABC's Neo Momodu said the broadcaster has completely collapsed and attributed its financial ruin to irregular spending by previous management, former COO Hlaudi Motsuneng. The SABC would like to make it clear that Mr. Motsuneng was the central figure in the complete financial and governance collapse of the corporation, which the current executive management is redressing, said Momodu. The full story, a link to it, is in the next DX Listening Digest, number 18-52, when published via worldofradio.com. WBCQ had been missing for a while from 9330, but it started to show up again sporadically, usually, if not always, with Brother Scare, such as December 23rd, at 1328, when I measured it 111 hertz above 9330. Voice of Turkey broadcasts in English to North America at 23 UT on 5960. Friday, December 21st at 2330, it was only poor during Lutterbox. Reception had been much better on the earlier airing for Western Europe at 14 UT on 12035. Mark Cody, Ontario, has also been complaining about poor reception on 5960. I say, perhaps the time has come, during solar minimum and dark winter, to go lower than the 6 MHz band for the Europe to North America circuit. But wait, there are no international shortwave broadcast bands lower, except 75 meters, but that's denied here in Region 2 by hams all the way up to 4,000. How about the 60-meter so-called tropical band? I cannot think of any Eurocaster which has ever used it to North America, and ISWBC stations may not even have a suitable antenna. But wait again, 60 meters over here is a fixed, not broadcast band. But wait, 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 some U.S. shortwave broadcast stations are using it quite successfully already, considered out of band. So in that case, why not Eurasia to North America on 60 meters in our evenings? There could also be out-of-band space just above 4.0 MHz, as pioneered by TGAV Guatemala, and now increasingly used by pirates who find even 7 MHz too high due to lowering maximum usable frequencies. Speaking of 12035, I've been comparing it to the Voice of Turkey Turkish language service at the same time after 14 UT on 11815. The Turkish language broadcast is always stronger. Why would that be? Because, according to registrations, the English service has twice the power of the Turkish service, 500 versus 250 kilowatts. And they're almost the same azimuth, 310 and 305 degrees. They do have different antenna types, whatever that means, of 205 and 215. But they could also be swapping around transmitters and antennas, as evidenced by one or the other, often off frequency by plus 0.7 kilohertz. Speaking of which, here's another one. December 19th at 1531, I had a barely audible carrier off frequency, 109 hertz above 9580. Would it be another atrocity from Egypt, or Saudi Arabia, or Turkey, or Kuwait? No, it's listed as NHK Japan Urdu at 1514 to 1545 via the UAE site, which is another one well known for off-frequenciness. At least Radio Australia avoided this problem on 9580 by self-destructing. As you may have heard, there has been a partial U.S. government shutdown thanks to Trump. Stephen Michael Kellott in Ohio, who is a federal employee, says, WWV appears to still be up, despite the latest shutdown. We're in the midst of the shutdown that won't be resolved before December 27th at the earliest. He wrote this on the 23rd. I've been designated non-accepted, so I don't have to report for duty. According to a check of a web SDR, it appears WWV was still up and running, at least on 5 MHz. When I looked at NIST's shutdown plan, there aren't too many people designated except as accepted, that is, allowed to continue working, at the Boulder office. The equipment is on autopilot, and there won't be anybody immediately nearby if something breaks. If anyone notices something wrong, like the transmitter going off the air, please notify Mega Center at 1-877-4-FPS-411, and hopefully they'll relay something to the right people. One must be ever vigilant with the WRMI program schedules in case there's a change in World of Radio broadcasts. And in fact, I spotted a new airing Saturday at 2200 UT on 9955 and confirmed December 22nd. No other changes found as far as additions or deletions. Our December 22nd, Saturday 1531 broadcast via Hamburger Local Radio 9485 was, as usual, inaudible. But if it was on the air, it would have been preempted, according to a schedule received by Manuel Mendez. At least for the holidays, no English after 14 UT on that frequency. However, our final broadcast via HLR is confirmed by Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, Sunday the 23rd at 11:30 on 7265. Here in midwinter with lowest sun angles, I was able to confirm the World of Radio broadcast via WA0RCR, 1860 AM in Missouri, Saturday, December 22nd, at 2055, which started approximately 2030. Maybe the first time I've managed to hear that broadcast. Their next repeat, at approximately 0415 on 1860 AM, puts in a very good signal up to 30 over 9 here, and I think it ought to be covering at least the eastern half of North America quite well, so give it a try. UT Sundays, 0415 or a few minutes earlier or later. I continue to hear a Chinese language station interfering with WBCQ on 7490 after 23 UT. There's a heterodyne because WBCQ is off frequency to the high side about 196 Hz as measured December 21st. This Chinese station, however, has not been listed until now. It is now in the IB schedules as, I suspected, China National Radio number 1, and he says it starts as early as 2023 UT, but I guess it doesn't fade in here until after 2300. WBCQ would propagate much better on the 90-meter band, especially on winter nights, but they're still not active on 3265. John Carver and I, however, heard Alan Weiner remark on Worldwide that they plan next month to get to work on putting 3265 up and running. It may not last much longer, but WTWW25085 is sometimes running all night or all day with Xmas MX. Why in the world does Ted and so many other broadcasters think the audience wants to be inundated by Xmas MX all the time during the season? Some of the music is great, much of it banal, or even earworms, and all of it keyed to an imaginary holiday except for pagans. I would be pleased to hear an occasional carol the rest of the year, and plenty of non-Xmas MX in December. Saturday, December 22nd, at 2319, I was surprised to find an American sermon in English on 7335, where I don't normally hear such things, It turns out to be WHRI, which is registered there, daily at 22 to 24 UT, aimed northeast with 250 kilowatts, but this way, it's S9 or less. In fact, World Harvest Radio does not know about it either. It's missing from their frequency schedule, nor is 7.335, one of the frequencies, on their drop-down search list, nor is it on the program schedule for Angels 1, 2, 5, or 6. Ivo Ivanov explains Angel 1, 7335, is a new frequency, Saturday and Sunday only, at 22 to midnight, replacing 9505, probably from December 2nd. From March 2, it'll be again on 9505. As I was looking up the website, I found it's no longer LACI, but Family Broadcasting Corporation. What's that? When did that change? Maybe they got tired of having to explain or teach how to spell correctly that strange name. The Lester Sumrall Evangelistic Association, capital L, small e, capital S, capital E, capital A. Jari Savolainen says, Open Corporates gives the name change date as 5 September 2018 from LACI to Family Broadcasting Corporation. Just in as we're finishing, reports of a station playing Christmas music on 4980 after 21 UT, December 24th, heard by Art Delibert in Maryland, Hardcore DX. Ivo Ivanov explains, WRMI registered this frequency today at 160 degrees between 21 and 09 UT. David Gorin and Dan Robinson explain, the programming is the very strange Supreme Master TV, which WRMI has been carrying on other frequencies. It's certainly not a new 10-kilowatt station or a reactivation from South America. Jeff Wolf in Numerala, New South Wales, Australia, who picked up Samoa on FMDX by double or triple hop a few weeks ago, now has another report, a huge double hop sporadic E-event from Indonesia, December 17th, between 15:30 and 18 hours local Australian Eastern Daylight Time. The intense opening allowed for many frequencies to be received. MUF reached 107 megahertz. Most of the signals originated from Irianjaya, or West Papua. Frequencies between 88.8 and 107.0. Many were new loggings for him. Some were incredibly strong, and 94.9 even displayed RDS, and he made a YouTube video linked in the next DX Listening Digest. The distance ranged from 3,800 to 4,000 kilometers. Of course, in the Southern Hemisphere summer, they're at the peak of the yearly sporadic E season, while in the Northern Hemisphere, we have a minor winter peak, as if some of that is spilling over above the equator, so keep an ear or an eye out for FM or TVDX into the VHF range. The propagation outlook from Boulder. Geomagnetic field activity expected to reach active levels 29 December, 4 January, and 16 January, due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream influence, quiet to unsettled throughout the remainder of the outlook period. Namely, Ancanus is peaking at 12 and 4 on December 29th, January 4th, and January 16th, but in between going down as low as 5 and 2. Meanwhile, solar flux is still unreasonably low, from 71 to 72 on December 31st, back down to 70 January 6th, and down to 69 January 14th, and back up to 71 by January 19th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1962. Wishing everyone a great 2019, and hoping you'll continue hearing me again next year, I'm Glenn Hauser.